Alpheus Nglovu has come a long way from his village in the South African province of Mpumalanga. He once worked as a taxi driver. Now he makes fishing flies, artificial man-made flies that are used to catch fish. The flies he now ties are used all over the world by fishers to make record-breaking catches. A man tests a fishing reel in the Fly Fishers Unlimited store in Johannesburg. Next to him is a quiet man in his 40s. Alpheus Nglovu is affectionately known as Alphonse in the flying fishing community. He is seated at a table. Right now, all of his attention seems to be on a fastener that holds a fishing fly. He wants the fly to look like a grasshopper.
Some guys, they send you a picture, just a picture, say, I want this fly. And if you check in a picture, you have to look what the exact material it is, and then you do it. Some guys also, they like to change a fly and say, I want something different on this fly, so it catch more fish. I can do that also.
Alpheus Nglovu uses both natural materials, such as bird feathers, and artificial ones, like plastic and foam. His goal is to make flies look like real creatures, insects, frogs, minnows, and crabs that fish feed on. He remembers the first fly he ever tied more than 20 years ago. It was a Clouser minnow. Made of pink and white bucktail, it was used to catch saltwater game fish.
Yeah, it took me maybe like a half an hour because I didn't know what I'm doing. Now it can take me about 5 minutes to tie just a Clouser.
Alpheus Nglovu likes to remember the day back in 1994 when he saw the newspaper advertisement that changed his life. The ad was for an apprentice, fly fishing rod builder. At the time, he was still driving a taxi. While making fishing rods, he met the owner of Fly Fishers Unlimited, Murray Petter, who taught him how to tie flies. Mr. Petter says Mr. Nglovu has developed into one of the best fly tiers on the planet.
He's better than me in certain flies, without a doubt, because he's just tied hundreds and hundreds of them, you know.
Mr. Petter jokes that Mr. Nglovu is so good that he even has groupies, people who like what he does and who follow him around.
Yeah, a lot of the guys, when they walk in the shop, they just say, how's it, Murray? And they go straight to Alpheus, because they know he's tying the flies. Alphonse is the man, and he's brilliant at it. And he's got a band of loyal clients who regularly come in and say, look, I'm going here, going there. These flies catch fish all over the world, and it's nice to get feedback. It makes us feel great.
Hey, this is a beauty! This is a bloody brilliant, unbelievable fish.
Oh, my.
Mr. Nglovu says there is nothing better than getting a telephone call from a happy fisherman thanking him for tying a fly that resulted in a dream catch.
It makes me feel great. I've got guys, they can go fish with my flies. Then they call me there, they say, Alpheus, brilliant. Some of them, they even come and give me something like a whiskey sometimes or whatever.
Mr. Nglovu says neither he nor anyone in his hometown of Soweto believes that he is a gifted fly tier.
I'm known all over the world because of what I'm doing. Time flies, but I never thought I would be like this. Because I just came here in Joburg to look for a job.
Instead of a job, Alpheus Alphonse Nglovu has found a job that has enabled him to buy a house and to educate his four children. Sitting behind his fastener, he shakes his head and says, "Life is strange." And then he proceeds to tie another perfect fly. I'm Marcia James. Words in this story: artificial, adjective, man-made, not natural or real. Affectionately, adverb. Feeling or showing love. Minnow, noun, a small fish that is often used to catch larger fish. Apprentice, noun, a person who learns a job or skill by working for a fixed period of time for someone who is skilled at that job. Groupie, noun, an enthusiastic supporter or follower of something.